Meditations for the fourth Friday of Lent while sheltering in place. During this time of enforced social distancing and prohibition of meetings of nearly every description, we are facing unthinkable changes in our lives, our economy, and our financial future. As I watch videos of people leaning out of their windows and singing to each other in one Italian city after another as they struggle to live under the strict national curfew, it feels as though everybody in the world will soon be chained to their apartment, no longer free to move as we wish, or to go to work in person, or even to have coffee with friends. Those curfew chains in Europe look pretty strong from here, and one wonders, when it is our turn to be enchained, how long will it last, and how will I ever manage? This reminds me of the words in 2 Timothy 2. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. So, even as the pandemic's chains tighten around us, let's try to recall verses of scripture, of poetry, hymns, plays, and movies that can unchain our minds and set us free on this, the fourth Friday of Lent. I close with these comforting words from Simeon. Lord, you have now set your servant free to go in peace, as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people, Israel.